Hello, my name is Jeff Hajek. I'd like to welcome you to this latest edition of the Gotta Go Lean podcast. Today we'll be talking about something that I call looking over the wall. Think for a moment about a person doing any sort of office process. They tend to be very, very focused about the work around them. They know exactly what they have to do for their own job very, very well, but they have limited exposure to the rest of the organization, and as a result, everything they do is in the context of their own work. So they don't have a big picture view of how what they're doing affects the people up and downstream. This is a big symptom of not having value stream management. But even if you do not have a value stream management system in place, you can still make a lot of improvements just by looking up and downstream at the neighboring processes with a lot more scrutiny. So I'm going to give you a couple examples that I've seen over the years when I've been doing lean consulting work. In the first case, there were two different maintenance areas. One did the preliminary work on the equipment that came in, and then they transferred over to a higher level maintenance organization. So the first maintenance area would dive into the work, and if they were unable to fix the problem on their own, they would fill out a traveler in triplicate, and they would take the top copy and file it away. They would proceed to attach the other two copies to the piece of equipment and send it over to the upper level maintenance organization. Now, when the second organization got the work done, they would fill out the traveler that was already on the machine, file one of the copies away in their own file cabinet, put the remaining form on the piece of equipment where it went back to the first organization. They would take the last traveler that was still remaining on the machine, go to their files, match it up with the original form, staple them together, file them away. Now keep in mind that this process had been going on for a number of years, and there are many file cabinets full of these forms now. So while I was facilitating a Kaizen in one of these work areas, I had the team follow the flow of these travelers from start to finish. And the first thing we noticed is much of the information on these forms was now contained on an ERP system that tracked the work. So there was no unique information on these forms. And of course, seeing that led to the obvious question of who uses the form. And both groups pointed to the other group and said that it was for them. Now, as you can see, there's a lot of work that gets tied up into this process. And if neither group is actually using it, there's a tremendous amount of waste in that system. So that was a very good eye-opener for people in that team about why to look up and downstream. And of course, that's a lesson that sticks with them. So the reason I'm doing this podcast today is I recently had a similar experience and it brought back memories of the maintenance shops. And in this case, it was basically an approval process. One group did their job and they had to get approval from a second group that did some of their own type of work on it. So the one group would gather up a load of information and attach it to this work that they would send to the other team for approval. When they actually followed what happened with the work, they realized that the team that did approval automatically approved about 60% of the work just based on some other criteria. So they never even looked at the information that was being gathered. Again, by looking outside of your own process and looking over that wall, you can see what other people are doing and how processes fit together. So obviously this is a learning point, and this is a learning organization that I have here. And one of the things I like to do is always come up with a lesson. And the lesson in this is that you have to look at the process up and downstream from where you're working to really understand context. And the best way to do this is with a value stream map. But even if there's no value stream leadership and there's no formal value stream map put together, be sure to take a look up and downstream outside of your own process to really get a good understanding of what other people are doing. And it'll make a very eye-opening experience in many cases. And a lot of times this eye-opening experience translates into a tremendous amount of waste reduction or improvement in quality. What it also does is it creates a lot of teamwork. These teams get built up because there's an interest in what other people are doing, and there's more of an understanding of all the things that other teams have to deal with to get the work to you, or what happens after you send work farther down. Plus, communication is really built when you start going and talking to people up and downstream. It's surprising how few people in an organization we actually talk to in the course of a day. We have our own central circle, but even in a mid-sized organization, when I go in and do training or consulting work for them, it's surprising how many people haven't met each other, even in small teams. So that communication really helps. But the biggest lesson is to start thinking in terms of that global, what's good for the company mentality, rather than local of what's good for my process. every process fits into a bigger picture. And when you really get a better understanding of what your role is in that bigger picture, your improvements are more focused on really just squeezing that waste out of the company. Now, one of the biggest reasons that there is that we focus on this local optimization rather than global is that lack of value stream. And I talked about it a few times earlier. But when you don't have that value stream, one of the challenges you'll run into is that there's no single person that can make decisions on staffing specifically. So the question is, from an outsider's point of view, if you saw Group A could save 30 minutes of work by adding 10 minutes of work to Group B, it seems like common sense that you would do it. The company would lose, you know, they would get rid of 20 minutes of waste just by making this simple switch. And you'll find that this is not far-fetched. Often what happens is that transition, there's a lot of extra work that goes into it, and you make a handoff of a piece of work from Group A to Group B. The problem, though, is that when Manager A and Manager B are different, you may have to go pretty high up the chain of command to find that single person who can make decisions for both groups. And often that person is so high up, they're not really focused on 20-minute problems. They're focusing on the future of the company and that type of big, big issue that they're dealing with on their plate. So 20 minutes is pretty insignificant. That's really what the frontline leaders are supposed to be handling. But when there's not a single value stream manager, there's often different goals and different objectives, and it's much harder to manage that extra 10 minutes of work if you're on a tight budget, because you don't have the ability to shift things around like you would if you're a value stream manager. So that's our lesson for today. Always take a look over that wall. Always try to understand what other people are doing, both upstream and downstream of you. Figure out how you impact your customers, and figure out what you can do to make your suppliers, and these are internal suppliers, to make them have an easier time of working with you. Thanks again for listening. I'm Jeff Hajek from Valaction Continuous Improvement. I do the Gotta Go Lean blog at gottagolean.com. Valaction is VelactionIn.com. If you need help finding and fixing the types of problems that I talked about in this presentation, you can get in touch with us at info@valaction.com or through our website. We offer lean training as well as a very unique blend of continuous improvement consulting. We do facilitation of traditional Kaizen events, but we also help you solve problems in a just-in-time manner with our hourly remote consulting. Call us whenever you have a problem and we'll help you solve it. Good luck and best wishes on your lean journey.